What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are 7 days away from what? We'll tell you here in a few minutes. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Tofu. And I call them Allie's Army members because I think that's what she likes. The Miss Allie Mack, not to be confused with Amy Mack or any other name that starts with an A you might have for her. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And we have back there, we're back in the Kia Studios, we have visual proof here of Dylon, the worst waiver in Atlanta sports radio, Matthews. And also an avid Eagles fan.
Immediately.
Good morning.
Starting with
one
that.
Of these days, Dylon. One of these days. One of these days. He's like, I'm out.
He's like,
not even defending my honor anymore.
Not
it's just ridiculous.
Correct that.
Well, before we start the show, I will give my daily disclaimer that I am a Falcons fan.
No, I just started the show. It's now started.
Before we get into
this. Shows you what he feels about your opening.
Meat and potatoes of the show. I would just like to remind everybody that I am a Falcons fan, diehard Falcons fan. And back to you.
Well, happy Friday
there
to
it is.
Everyone. That's how Dylan says it, so that's how I'll say it today.
There's a D in there.
Allegedly. Today, coming up.
Hey, yo.
Wow, I tell you what.
That took a second.
I didn't expect you to do that, but I love it. we already got like half the audio for the opening, for the rewind Monday. I mean, it's not going to be hard.
Tell me you've been at training camp 2 days this week. Let's just go through what's going to be happening on the show today. 6:40 today, we are resting the rookie report. We're going to have some fun with a new game called Flip It Friday.
Oh.
Yes.
Is it like Flip Cup?
Why am I automatically terrified when you come up with ideas? I don't know why. Like, I don't know why. Like, whatever. I have an idea. I'm like, golly. I'm going to sound dumb in this idea. I just know it.
You know what's funny is, like, we just do a show, and she'll come into a segment. She's like, oh, I got a quiz, or I got a trivia game. I'll make y'all look stupid. I quizzed her on something the other day at camp that I told her, like, the first day, and she's like, I'm not here for your quizzes. And I was like, well, damn, okay.
This has nothing to do with that, bud.
That's so funny. I was like, I'm not here for a pop quiz. I don't think so.
Show yourself out.
Pop quiz knows.
7 o'clock today, Jesse Bates joined us yesterday after practice, and it was hot. So it was very awesome of him to do that. He also said something that shocked Mike about something that the rookies are doing right now. It was just something that is unheard of, correct?
Yes.
Just one, though, I think.
Truly is. Yeah.
Okay.
It is just one rookie, and I couldn't believe it. I thought about it all day yesterday. I was like, this is crazy.
All right. Well, you will hear that. It's 7 o'clock, 7:40. It's another round of Fair or Foul Friday. And then at 8:20, the Grant McCauley will join us to talk all things Braves and the trades that weren't. But let's go ahead and talk about that. It was oddly quiet on the Braves front when 6 o'clock hit. Do you think everyone was just looking around like, Ozuna, you're still here? You're here.
From the Braves.
Maybe, but they probably knew because they saw Snit Bear and the dugout probably, and they're like, maybe Ozuna's still here. I think there's some shock. The outrage that I have seen, which I know that's not everyone, but there's a part of that there's an outrage.
Nice word. I'll take that.
And I'm like, guys, I don't I understand, but I'm not sure what you thought was going to happen. I sat here and I tried my best on the radio and on Twitter, and I know Grant did too, to say, hey, this huge haul or anything that you think you're going to get a 19-year-old top 50 prospect for a 34-year-old DH who can't play the field, who can't run, and can barely swing it right now because of injury, who's hitting, you know, not, he's got 15 home runs, I think, on the season. There's not going to be this big haul. Or a relief pitcher who essentially has one pitch.
But you didn't expect anything to happen yesterday.
I expected them to try to move and maybe get, like, I expected them to get a pitcher that was aging out of a system, mm-hmm. and it could come back in. I think the reality was, is they're like, so we're going to get a guy that we're going to finish a year with, and then he's going to be gone? That's not getting anything for it. And I don't think to them that was not worth doing that. That wasn't worth what that wasn't worth it for them. And I don't blame him in that aspect if that's what it was, right?
Well, why not worth it? I want you to go deep in this. I don't necessarily disagree, but just tell me what you're meaning when you say why not worth it, because what's the –
Well, I think
the flip side is, what's the upside to keeping Marcell Ozuna and Raisel Iglesias? There's not much.
Well, I think you got to look at, can we agree of what the core is on this team? And it's the Rileys, the Olsen, Acuna, obviously, Michael Harris. Like, these are guys, Baldwin, Murphy, these are guys that are going to be back next year, right? Unless something crazy goes on in the offseason. They're not going to say, hey, we're trading guys you like. Ozuna is a big clubhouse guy who also had a 10-5, but I don't think that was an issue at all.
No.
But Ozuna is a big clubhouse guy. We're going to trade Marcell for this this relief pitcher who literally is aged out of their system. We're going to bring him up and let him toss, you know, we're going to basically make our team much worse, get rid of a clubhouse guy for nothing. And players aren't dumb. They understand that's absolutely nothing. They know that you just got rid of the guy to get rid of him. And I don't think that's good necessarily for clubhouse morale and going forward of what, because you're looking around like, how did this make us better? How did this help us in any way as a player? I mean, you don't like that. I just think that, Alex said it, we're not going to salary dump just a salary dump.
And I think it's fair from Alex. I mean, I think you do have an obligation that I don't think a lot of people agree with, that, you know, to keep a product on the field that people are going to buy tickets for throughout the remainder of the season. You still have 50-plus games left in the season, so I get it from that aspect. I don't know. I do, though, understand the upside that some of the pushback is. Like, what's the upside of keeping Marcell here? There's not a lot. I mean, his contract's going to run out, and you're not going to the playoffs, and you're going to have nothing. So anything, it feels like, could have been better in return. You're also, and we talked about this a little bit back during spring training, I'm really curious to get Grant's thoughts on this today. We're talking about a minor league system that is like third from the bottom in terms of Major League Baseball. So it just, I don't know. They didn't make moves. I understand it to an extent, but I was obviously disappointed yesterday that nothing came about at the trade deadline for any of these guys.
And I understand that, but if you're not going to get a minor league player that can fit in that system and be down there, then you're not getting anything. And that's what I think it was going to be. Remember the Braves made the trades in 21 alley, where they traded guys that literally couldn't, they had basically aged out of their minor league system in that way. And they had to, there's a rule about it. And I Grant can tell us when he comes on, because I'm not huge on the baseball lingo with the minor league stuff. But basically, it was crap or get off the pot with those players. Mm-hmm. And they were able to trade them for Eddie Rosario, who had barely played all year and hadn't been good with that necessarily when he played. And he hit a 2-week stretch in the postseason where he was good, or a week and a half, whatever. One series. You traded something similar for Soler, right? And you got Bryce Wilson was a guy that really had two pitches. You didn't think he was going to be a guy that was much in that system. You got him you traded him and got something. But those guys weren't anything. They weren't going to be in your system. They weren't helping you next year. You got something. Montero, you traded for Jim Jarvis, who is a utility infielder right now, and he's a minor league player that you think can kind of be that guy down that you can have some call-ups for and you can bring up. That is something, and they got something. But again, Iglesias is a one-trick pony necessarily. He's a late innings reliever that is doesn't have anything this year. Not much. I mean, he did well last night. Actually, Ozuna and Iglesias won you the game last night, ironically enough. So they're just
it's true.
They just didn't dump to dump, and I think that some of that's about clubhouse. I do.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I do want to go back a little bit, and I know we'll get to the Falcons in a little bit as well, but I do want to go back a little bit because you were talking about, can we all kind of agree on what the core of this team is? And you and I have been back and forth over this over the last couple of weeks of what exactly the core is. I completely agree that I think Austin Riley's part of the core. I think Matt Olson's part of the core. I have been out a little bit on Michael Harris being part of the core, and I think it's so funny because we have spent, I mean, till we're blue in the face from the first time we talked to Grant this year about the back of the baseball card. Start looking at, what was Albies at, four hits last night? Michael Harris, another couple of hits. Mm-hmm. You start looking at these guys, and it almost feels like, you know the term when you're dieting, empty calories?
Yes.
Like, in terms, like, it feels like empty calories. You're going to, they're eventually going to stay hot for the next 3 or 4 weeks, mm-hmm. and they're going to get to these stats that are on the back of their baseball card. And it just feels like it's too little too late. And that was just one of my many takeaways off of a 16-run eighth inning last night.
Can I be like, a little... Can I be a little bit of the optimist and devil's advocate? I agree with you about one of them completely. But I think for me, with Michael Harris, he's such a young player. His defense is so good. I would dare to say his adjustments that he made gives me slight hope.
I agree. No, I didn't do a good enough job of wording it. I completely agree with what you're saying, because I think that I have started to look at the quote unquote back of the baseball card, and I am starting to add up the fact that when we get to the end of the season, he is going to be part of that Braves core, and he is going to be the center fielder for the foreseeable future.
I do want to mention, it was the craziest of a crazy game last night in Cincinnati, 12-11. We did win in the 10th inning, but the way we got there was insane. We'll talk about that more throughout the show, but coming up next, we're going to get into Falcons training camp from yesterday. Raheem spoke, Kyle Pitts was on with Dukes and Bell. We'll play some of that for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.